Vayishma Yisroi, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, the Gemara brings a Machlokes Tanoim. It says, Vayishma Yisroi, Zoch the Gemara, Mashmu Hashom Uvo, Rav Yeshua Oimer, Melchemes Amalek, Rav Elozer Amidoi, Oimer, Matan Toiro, Rav Elozer Oimer, Kriyas Yamsuf. So we have a three-way Machlokes Tanoim. What did Yisroi hear that caused them to come? Rashi brings only two out of the three pshatim. Rashi brings Mashmu Hashem Ubo, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Melchemes Amalek. Rashi is Mashmit, Rabbi Elazar Amidoi's pshat, that he heard Matan Torah. The emes is there's a machlokes if Yisroi came after Matan Torah or before Matan Torah. Rashi is Mayruch about it later, after Sheni, on the pasuk Vayihimi Macharos. Rashi learns Vayihimi Macharos, Moitzi Yom Kippur. It could be Rashi wanted to bring the shittas that avoid that issue, the shittas that shtim, even if he came before Matan Torah. There's another knech that Vayishma is Rosh HaTevis. Not in that order, but it's the Rosh HaTevis of those letters, Shomam Melchemes Amalek V'Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's also remez, that it's those two things that he heard. So state that Yisroi heard as Kol Asher Osa Elikim L'Moyshe. It says Eloshen of Elikim. And the Hemshech HaPosek, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisroel. Hashem is Midas Rachamim. What's the Adgosha Asher Osa Elikim L'Moyshe? What was the special Midas Hadin to Moyshe? And then for Klal Yisrael was Midas Rachamim. What's this thing that he heard that happened to Moshe that was Midas Adin? There's a pshat from the Chanukah Satoira. The Medrash Be'emsum Shtels. What's the Elikim LeMoshe? What was the Midas Adin? That it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the kahuna from Moshe. By the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Masu Matan with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he's supposed to go. And over there HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Noyig Imay B'Midas Adin and he took away the kahuna. And that's what Yisroi heard. Because Yisroi knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was Megarish Tzipoira, Achar Shilucheho, as it's stated in Pasuk, and there's no reason to bring her back. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen, and he can't take her back. Kohen is Osir Begrusha. But after Vayishmer Yisroi, as Kalashim HaSeli, Kim LeMoshe, he heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was knowing with Moshe, Midas Hadin, and he took away the Kahuna, so then, Oibazoi, Vayikach Yisroi, as Tzipoira, Achar Shilucheho, he can bring Tzipoira back. Moshe Rabbeinu now has a right to take Tzipoira back. The Balaturim says that Yisroi was the name Yisroi. Avad Hashem Hashem is Hayaloi. But what's the name Yisroi? Zok the Balaturim. The Yud stands for Aseres Adibrois, and the Tof Reish Vav is for the 606 mitzvahs that we need Toisa, because the Ben Noach also has 7 mitzvahs. The Hoysof is the other 606 mitzvahs. So it's Yud and Tof Reish Vav. Be'emes, the two famous Gerim are Yisroi and Rus. They both have the same letters. Just Yisroi has the extra Yud. It makes them both together add up to Torah. Because the Yud is broken into two Hays. Rus and Yisroi is Tzvei Mo Torah. Now it says he heard Melchemes Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes Amalek. There's one pshat that Rashi really is bringing one pshat, not two pshat. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. And after Kriyas Yamsuf, where everyone heard of Kriyas Yamsuf, Shamu Amim Yirgozun, not just Yisroi, everyone heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And after Kriyas Yamsuf still comes Amalek, and he wants to start with the Yidden. Viken Zainas Azach, how is it Shaykh such as Ach? That after you see the Nisim and the voice of Kriyas Yamsuf, that Amalek still has the Ha'oza to go, so Yisroi sees what it is to be without Torah, without to be Mugdar and under the Kabbalah's oil Torah. Look, Geba Cook, what could happen to Amalek that after seeing a Kriyas Yamsuf, he's Oymid B'mirdoi. And he chapped after hearing Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, then it's time to come Taka to be Makabal the Torah. Now he sends a message, Vayoymer Yisroi Ani Choysencha, and he sends him a message. So Rashi brings that he sent him Ayidei Shliach. So Frekt, the Ramban, if it was Ayidei Shliach, then it's not Ani Choysencha, the Shliach is talking. And he should be quoting Yisroi. What's Ani Choysencha, Yisroi himself is talking? So the Ramban, he didn't send the Shliach. The Shliach would say, Choysencha Yisroi is coming. Not Ani, the Shliach doesn't say Ani. The Ramban says that he sent a letter, he sent a michtav. Now, the Chasam Sofer in Tshuva brings a raya from this Ramban that you see that Ksiva Kedibur, there's a famous Shaila in the Achroinim, if Ksiva is Kedibur, it's Yaduah, there's a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger about it, there are four Tshuvas in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, I think starting from Tshuva Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes Lamed. it's a masu matan of Rabbi Kiveger with his uncle, Rabbi Binyamin Eger, that Rabbi Kiveger wrote during his Sheva Brachas, that back and forth is a masu matan about the topic of whether Ksiv is Kedibur, Lagabi Sfira Sa'oimer, Lagabi Berchas HaToyro, Lagabi Mikra Megillah, Lagabi a lot of different inyonim, whether Ksiva is Kedibur. So the Ramban, the Chayyim is arrived from here, from this Ramban. Vayoymer Yisrael, ani chaysencha, boylecha, and the Ramban is writing that it was al Ksiva, and it says Vayoymer is a shtikel asmach that Ksiva is Kedibur. But that's Bemis Oid Chazoin. It's a big topic, halachic topic, and various issues whether Ksiva is a din of Dibur. Lagabi, kama v'kamin yonim. Moshe Rabbeinu has two children. Shem ho'echad ger shoyim ki omer ger hayisi be'eretz nachriya. Shem ho'echad Eliezer ki alikei avi be'ezri vayatzileini micherev paroi. Shtels the meshech chochma. L'choyer alikei avi be'ezri was first. First was vayatzileini micherev paroi. Later was ger hayisi be'eretz nachriya. Why is the first son called ger shoyim? So the meshech chochma explains because Moshe Rabbeinu promised Yisroi that his first son, Vayoyel Moshe, Loshevis Esa'ish, Moshe Rabbeinu promised his first son to Yisrael is going to be L'Avoy Dezara. And therefore, he didn't want to put Shem Hashem on his first son. Only his second son did he call Elokei Avi Be'ezri. On his first son, he didn't want to be gestempled with the shame of Hashem, since he was Be'emes Mavtiach to Yisrael. And the Emes is Moshe Rabbeinu was Nenash on this. We know in the end of Shoiftim, by the Parsha of Pesel Micha, Vayakimu lehem b'nei don es ha-pesel, and who was the kohen for that pesel? V'yehoinason ben Gershoim ben Menashe. Who bonav ha-yukohenim? It's not Menashe, it's Moshe. There's an extra nun there. It really is Beremez. It's going on Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Enikol. Yehoinason ben Gershoim. This Gershoim that Moshe Rabbeinu was maftiach to Yisroi. That vayoyel Moshe to Yisroi was that it's going to be for Vayitzara. In the end it happened that it's Enikol vayehoinason ben Gershoim ben Menashe. And it's Moir the Kediak that in that Pesukim and Shoiftim over there, when it says the Hom Maisa, it says Vayoyel Halevi Losheves Esa'ish. Moir the Kediak, it's that same Sprach. The same Sprach that Moshe Rabbeinu originally, Vayoyel Moshe Losheves Esa'ish, that he's going to be Maftiach, that the first son will be L'Avoy Dezara. In the story of Pesel Micha, the Lashon is Vayoyel Halevi Losheves Esa'ish. Interessant. Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toiva asher oso Hashem li Yisroel. Rashi brings, the posh of pshat is, Vayichad, he was sameach. The Baal HaTurim brings a different pshat. Vayichad, he was miyached liboy l'keil echot v'nasa Yehudi. He was miyached himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings another pshat, Medrash HaGodo, Vayichad, naso besori chidudim chidudim. Meitzar al ibud Mitzrayim, haynu damri inshi giyoyre ad asora dori le'sivzi harmo ba'ape. He became Vesori chidudim chidudim, he was getreiselt. And from here you learn out, Hainudam Rienshi, that a ger, even 10 doyrus later, you shouldn't be mavaza, a different guy. Look what happened, Yisrael heard what happened to Mitzrayim, he got fatreiselt. The emes is, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalid, the Gemara brings a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what it means, Vayichad Yisroi. Rav Omar Sheherev Cherev Chada al Besori, that he did Mila, a Nupsha, Rashi doesn't bring. That he was Mavir Cherev Chada al Besori, he was Mal himself. And Shmuel says this Pshad of Nasa Besori chidudim chidudim. It's interesting, then the Gemara continues, right? Rav says it means Mila, Shmuel says it means Chidudim, Chidudim, and then the Gemara Firzois, Rashi quotes it, Omar Rav, Hainu da Amri Inshi, Ger Ada Saradoyrus. Rav was bringing a Siyuah to Shmuel's Pshat. Before Shem talk about it over there. Because Rav is the one that learned it means Mila. And then after Shmuel says the Pshat that it was Mesari Chidudim, Chidudim, Rav is Mesayeh to Shmuel, and he says, Hainu da Amri Inshi. I heard one Pshat is no, that he was being Matzik, he was saying no. My Pshat is right, that Vayichad really means Bris Mila. You're telling me a Pshat of Chidudim, Chidudim? Hainu da Amri Inshi, as I zot and veld, it's a good devar, but it's not pshat in the pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is Mila. This that Shmuel, you're saying that it's besori chidudim chidudim, it's a good azach. Hainu da Amri Inshi, the veld zot azach you saw it, but that's not pshat in this pasuk. But the mefarshim already shtel. The Marsha in Sanhedrin over there asks a question. Yisroi was koyin Midian. Yisroi was a Midiani. We know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf nun tes that b'nei ketura achayiv in Mila. Midian is one of the B'nai Keturah. So Yisrael was Chayiv and Mila as B'nai Keturah. So what's the inyan by Yichad Yisrael that Yisrael is being Mal himself now? Yisrael is a Midiani, Midian is B'nai Keturah, and B'nai Keturah are Chayiv and Mila. Azoy frek the Marsha. Zok the Marsha. that when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes that Bnei Keturah Chayiv and Mila, it's a machlokes Rishonim. Rashi over there says Bnei Keturah Chayiv and Mila. Rashi Beferish says it only means those six children of Keturah, not Ladoiris. The six specific children of Keturah. I forgot the Midian, Yishbak. The six children of Keturah. Dafka those six people specifically. The Doiris afterwards, there's no din of Zimron, Yokshan, Medan, Midian, Yishbak, and Shuach. Those are the Bnei Keturah. The Doiris that Bnei Keturah aren't Chayiv and Mila. Aber you do it at the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim Perakhtes is Choylik. The Rambam and Hilchos Malachim says that Bnei Keturah the Doiris are Chayiv and Mila. There's a whole Shailif. Other Umayis are Cheshash. Maybe they're Bnei Keturah. Okay, but Bnei Keturah Chayiv Sefrektim Harsho according to the Rambam. What does it mean? Miss Yisrael did a Bris Mila. He was Mechayiv and Mila. Anyways, he's a Bnei Keturah. Zoktim Harsho that Avad Yisrael already did Mila. He was a Bnei Keturah. He already did Mila. Avad. He passed him like the Rambam. Yeah. No, the Pshat is Bnei Keturah aren't Chayiv and Priya. Azoy Zok the Shagasari. Them is this Raised from a Gemara in the Dorim. It's Machloek. It's Achroinim. But the Achroinim go like that. That he didn't do Priya. I was saying, Vayichad Yisrael, now he did Priya. Because Lenit and the Priya to the Bnei Keturah, and now when he was Makabal Geras, he did Priya also. Now it's interesting, the Gemara says the other Pshah was that he was Besori Chidudim, because a Ger Ad Asorah Doiris. So Rashi said it's a muscle, up till 10 generations. Of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Ashas, in Sanhedrin Dachzadi Dalid, brings a Rabbeinu Bechaya that says that Yisrael was Asorah Doiris Ben Achar Ben from Chom Ben Mitzrayim. That Yisrael was a 10th Dor Mitzri. And that's what it means, Asorah Doiris, you shouldn't, the Imam is Kipshuto, Yisrael was a 10th generation Mitzri. Now we have to understand, it says he was a Kayan Midian. But on the other hand, it also says he was Shloisha Hayu Ba'isei Eitzah. Yisrael was in the Eitzah over there by Pare, with Eoiv and with Bilam, so he was with the Mitzrayim. So either he was a Midiani who got a ministerial position by the Mitzrayim, or he was a Mitzri who got a Koyan Midyan, he got a Stella by the Midyan. He wasn't both. The emes is, even if he's a Midyani, he comes from Keturah, who Keturah, if it's Hagar, Machlaikis, also Epis has Mitzvah Yichas. But Akapanim, we have Eristira, if Yisrael was a 10th door Mitzri, or he was a Midyani. If he was a Mitzri, that's another teretz to the Kasha of the Marsha. That he really was a Mitzri. And I'm thinking now, maybe that would be interesting pshat, if this works out, a nice pilpul. Rav says he did Mila. Shmuel was bothered, and Shmuel said, how could it be that he did Mila? He was the Chaben Keturah anyways. So Shmuel says a different pshat, that he was Asorah Doiris, that he was Vasari Chidudim. So Rav answers back, no. What do you tell me? He couldn't do Mila because he was a Midyani. But behind the Amri Inshi, Asorah Doiris, and he was Asorah Doiris, he was from like Ben Bechaya, he was from Mitzrayim Bechlal. I was like, it's not fair, and it could be my pshat still that he did Mila. This taina that you have that it can't be Mila because he was a Bnei Keturah Fakir, haina dar minji that he was a 10th dar mitzri. And I was like, we can go back to my pshat, and that he was duchzach the cheshmo works out, daf machan the cheshmo shpeter, duchzach works out, it's a nice pshat. Vayoymer Yisroi, Boruch Hashem, asher hitzel eschem miyad mitzrayim miyad pari. Yisrael makes a bracha. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nadal learns out from here a ganze sugya that there's an inyan to be mevarach al anes, the beginning of the ninth parak of Brachas, that you mevarach when you see a mokum that happened in Ace. Horoy, it's a halachah shulchan aruch and simin reish yud ches. Horoy a mokum shenasu nisim li Yisrael kigoy mabris hayam u mabris hayarding. If you find a place where you saw that kliyos across the yam or they crossed the yardin, I heard now that there's archaeological digs where they're finding taka down in the seabed. Pieces of chariots and also horse bones and human bones, which mamash stims that this was the place where was the Kriyas Yamsif. If you see one of these places, you make a bracha. So it's a halach and shulchan aruch. We learn that from here. Vayoyimer Yisrael Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem. The Mefarshim ask, where's the Shem Umalchus? A bracha needs Shem Umalchus. Where's the Malchus? So one shot is that when he says Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, that's Malchus. Malchusay Bakol. However, he made a bracha. This is the makar. The Ramah in Simon Reshit Ches over there brings from the Avudraham. In Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Oimrim, the Huadin Imroya Ha'odom Shenasa Loya Nes Mevorach. Let's say you didn't see the place where the Nes happened, but you saw somebody who a Nes happened to. You see the person who the Nes happened to. You also make the bracha. Azay Paskat Avudraham, Azay Brent the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. What's the makar of the avodrum? Because the chayra, the mafarshim explained, the mashar already asked the kasha, that Yisrael didn't see the place. Yisrael came to the midbar to see the Bnei Yisrael. He didn't see Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard about it, but he didn't see Kriyas Yamsuf. He didn't see the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he's making the bracha. And the makar for this halacha is from Yisrael. Zot Avudraham, and the Ramah brings it, Ladina, Vais Techois, if you see the person that the Nes happened to, that's also enough. Now the Sharetzin says, Afanorot over there, that it's not so posh to pass like this Avudraham. And yes, if you see, if it happened to your father or Rebbe, then you make the bracha. But stamazi, you see other people, Yitaka, don't rely on the Avudraham to make a bracha if you don't see the actual place. Because there's a lot of trutzim to dingzach the Avudraham. That maybe since Yisrael saw the mon and the be'er, and the matzav in the midbar, that's a hemshech of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's a matzav of Neis, maybe that's why. And I heard a different shad also, he came to my midbar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know the Anani HaKavod was miyasher, all the mountains, and everything was flat. So could be, and there was no clouds, everything was cleared off, could be Yisrael, when he came to the midbar, and he was by the Yidden in the midbar, maybe he had a clear view, he was taka, able to see all the way back, where it was. As I bring to Ion Yaakov, in the En Yaakov taka, that Azapshat, that taka Yisrael was able to see. On the Avudram, we don't have any more Rai. The Avudram's Makar, that you can make the bracha even if you don't see the Nais. You see the person that Nais happened to, Mekana Dington. He saw the Nais, he saw the Mon, the Be'er. Maybe if it was a clear and the Hanani Kavod allowed it, he was able to even see the Etzem Nais. And that could be pshat in the bracha of Yisrael. Now Yisrael's bracha is Ki Vadovar Asher Zodu Aleyen. The Targum says, Are the Pisgim of the Chashivu Mitzrayim Lemeidan Yisrael Boin Denidan. The Briskerov Drixois over here, and in other places he talks about it. Betzim, they bring it already from Yitzchak Mivolozhin. It says, Hallel, we say, Hallel es Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol ha'umim ki gavar aleinu chastei. The goyim say Hallel. The goyim say Hallel because the goyim know even more about the nes that happened than the Yidden. We don't even know utzu etza v'sufra dabru dover v'lo yakum. We don't even know what the goyim had plans for us to do. Sometimes we see the nes, but a lot of times we don't even know behind the scenes what's there. Yisrael is there, was ken machen the bracha, because shloisha hayu ba'ose eitza bilam ioi v'Yisrael. Yisrael knew what was really planned in store from Paray for the Yidden, and he's the one that's able to make the bracha. Asher chashivu Mitzrayim lemeidan yase Yisrael badaninu. The Yid, the guy who knows what really they plan to do, he's the one that really could give shvach. And they make a whole suuda va'yikach Yisrael chayisin Moshe oila uzvachim. He brings karbonis. Vayovei Aaron v'chazikne Yisrael lechol lechem. The Meshech Chochma learns that what kind of carbon was Yisrael bringing? The Meshech Chochma says it was a carbon toida. Carbon toida, and that's why the Pasuk Drixais, they ate lechem. He's giving us the whole menu, it doesn't say what the side dishes were, yeah? What's the lechem? Lechem. Zot the Meshech Chochma, it was because it was a carbon toida. And a carbon toida has lachmei toida. The whole purpose of a carbon toida is to be, you have to have 40 lechem, and the Sephorna writes in Vayikra, that the purpose of a carbon toida is that you should be mairachim, you have to finish, it's going to become nicer, you have to finish all 40 loaves of bread, you have to invite a lot of guests. And then you by Yisaper, right? By Yisaper Maisav Barina, by Yisaper Moshe B'choisnei, by a carbon toy they're going to be Misaper. And that's why it's Lecha Lechem, and that's why it's Oizkritos, by Yovei Aaron Vizikne Yisrael. Why is Aaron being singled out? Because Aaron is a Kohen. And you have Trumas Lachmei Toyda. By the Lachmei Toyda, there's also Trumas Lachmei Toyda. So Aaron special has to eat his section of the Lachmei Toyda. One out of each 10 Lechems you have to give to Aaron. That's why Yovei Aaron Vizikne Yisrael, because it was Lachmei Toyda, a carbon Toyda. That's one Mahalach of the Meshech. The Meshech Chochma says another Mahalach, that it wasn't a carbon toida. He says, interesting Chiddush, he says it was a carbon geirus. Everybody knows that in order to be Megayer, we need Tvila, Mila, Kabbalas Mitzvahs, and also a carbon. Mefarshe Din, nowadays, Avada, we are Mekabal geirus, even though there's no carbon. There's a whole Arichas in the Achrayim, why? We'll save it for a different time. But Lamaisa, we are Mekabal geirim even without a carbon. But Meikar Adin, a geir has to be Makar of a carbon. It's two, you bring two oifas. Now, Klal Yisrael also brought a carbon when they were Megayer. The Makar of Mila and Tefillah, the Rambam, when he brings the Halacha in Hilchas Yisuri Biya, Perak Yud Gimel, B'Shloish Advarim Nichnasu Yisrael Abris, B'Mila, B'Tefillah, and Ratzos Dom, with Karbonis. They also brought Karbonis. They brought Karbonis, and then the Mishpatim talks about the Karbonis. Now, Yisrael wasn't there by Matan Torah. Yisrael also has to bring a carbon, but he didn't bring a carbon oif, similar to the way Klal Yisrael, by Klal Yisrael's Geirus, they brought Karbonis. Yisrael also was bringing Karbonis. But that's a chelik of the Seder of the Geirus. It's one of the things is a carbon. Efshar Amaymer Amuzko, just it's a big topic. The Oyvim learned already Avada the Sugis and Ksubis, but we know there's a concept of a Geirus Muberis, and it's a big arichas. Is it one Geirus or two Geirus? She was Megayer with the child, Everyone wants to know, where's the Mila? When the child is born, you're going to do a Mila. Is it a Mila of Geiris? Or he was already Megayir with his mother's Geiris? It wasn't the Chatzitza. And therefore, the Mila is only a Yiddish Mila. It's not a Geiris Dikim Mila. The Tefillah can't be before the Mila. It has to be the wrong order. We discussed it in Ksubis. I want to just tap on one thing. After all is said and done, why the Mila could be after the Tefillah? Is it one Geiris or two Geirim? Echav Ashayel Adina. He brings a separate carbon? That would be a nice prabha. When this Geiris Muberis is Megayir, so the child is born, and the Mila now, the whole clatter, is it Geiris Dikim Mila or it's Mila Dikim Mila? Oh, but how many carbonas would bring? The din that a geirus needs carbon. Would the child bring a separate geirus of carbon? Or without the geirus, the tefillas geirus was biyachad? It would be totally, it would be yarachim, alav yarachim. I'm being miramis for those that learn the sugya, but this looks like an interesting haisof of a knetch in the sugya. Would you need a separate carbon of geirus? Va'esa eschem al kanfein isharim. Zok the targim yoyleson. When did the Kaddish Baruch Hu carry us on Kanfin Asharim? Zoch to Targum Yoinasin, Ve'ayvelin Yoschoin La'asar Ve'smakash Olamevet Tamon Pischa Ba'ahu Leila. State in Targum Yoinasin, we mentioned at other times that on the Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Ganf Klal Yisrael went on Kanfin Asharim to Eretz Yisrael, and they were Makriv Karban Pesach. Then they came back to Mitzrayim, and they went to the Midbar for 40 years. There was the Chet Egel, there was a lot of things. But on Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, they went to the Mokim HaMikdash. And the Rishash in Psachim, Daf Tzadi Vav, the mission over there in Psachim is talking about Ma Bein Pesach Mitzrayim LePesach Doiris. And it says there were special things that were only noig in Pesach Mitzrayim. Metchoy Ba'osor, Ton Hazov Agudis Ezoiv, Mezuzah V'shtei Mezuzahs V'mashkoy, certain dinim that are only Pesach Doiris and certain dinim that are only Pesach Mitzrayim. Fret the Rishash. There's a major difference between Pesach Doiris and Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim didn't have Haktaras Emorim al Gabi Amizbeach. Why didn't the Mishnah say a basic difference? Pesach Doiris has Rikas Dam, Shvichas Dam, and Haktaras Emorim. It could have said that. Teretz is of the Rishash because Pesach Mitzrayim did have Haktaras Emorim and Shvichas Dam on the Mizbeach, but Esther Eschem al Kanfei Nishorim. Perak you test, pasik test, va yoimer Hashem el Moshe, hine anoichi boi lecha ba'ava onon, va'avor yishma ha'om bedabri imoch, v'gam b'choy yaminu le'oilom, va'yageid Moshe's divrei ha'om el Hashem. It's one big pasik. The Gemara says in Kiddushi and Daflamir Amid Beis, that this pasik, va yoimer Hashem el Moshe, what we just said, perak you test, pasik test, is really three psukim. It's broken into three different psukim. Now there's a machlokes in the Mefarshim. Some Mefarshim say, dafka this pasik is broken into three psukim. But I saw a different shot that was saying, we know that in the times in Eretz Yisrael, they used to finish the Torah every 3 years, not every year. That means they did it three times slower. It was being meramez that every pasuk, the emes is split up separately. But l'maisa, the Gemara drinks specifically on this pasuk. So I saw an interesting shot in the Dibros Moshe over there. He brings from his brother, from Rav Mordechai Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein brings from his brother, Rav Mordechai Feinstein, he was the Av Bezdin in Shklov. He brings an interesting shot. The Gemara there in Kedushin Behemshech says, where the middle word in the Torah is, where the middle pasuk is, and it says over there, v'hizgalach is the middle pasuk, and the Gemara's mesupik is v'hizgalach the end of the first half or the beginning of the second half. Meaning the Gemara named on that there is a odd number. The Gemara named on it's not an odd number, it's not the exact middle, it's an even number, and therefore the question is it the last pasuk of the first half or the first pasuk of the second half? What's the suffix? So he said, the Safa Gufa is, should this Pasuk be three Pasukim or one Pasuk? The Cheshbon, they had a Cheshbon exactly where this Galach is, if it's the end of the first or the beginning of the second half. The question was, though, but how should we treat this Pasuk? The Gemara, earlier in Kiddushin, 2 lines earlier, had said that this Pasuk, Vayayim Hashem HaMoshe, should be broken into three Pasukim. So that's the Shaila. Whether this Pasuk is one Pasuk or three Pasukim will have an effect, whether this Galach is the last Pasuk of the first half of the Torah or the first Pasuk in the second half of the Torah. The Aseres HaDibrois starts off Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, as opposed to Sefer Bereishis, which starts off with a Beis Bereishis. The Sfasemis says that what you see over here is that Avad the Bereishis is B'shvil HaTorah, B'shvil Yisrael, Shenik Bereishis. We want to show you that in Imkol Zeret there was a Bereishis, but that's the Beis. The Aleph is the Aseres HaDibrois. The Matar of the Bereishis, the Matar of the Beis, on the Fashtein, is be'emes because of the aleph of a knife. Now we have aseres adibris. There's a common mistake that people make. Everyone knows that there are taryag mitzvahs. It's a gemara in Makis that the gemara says Torah tzivalanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us Torah. Torah is 611. Why only 611? Because anoichi and yaloyiye. We heard from the Bairei Olam. So therefore, it's only 611. But altogether, you see that there's 613 mitzvahs. This gemara, I always ask people, which gemara has the most svarim and mefarshim and rishonim and achronim written on it? People tell me Tokfei Koyin or Vayis Chalitza Psula. I don't know. They pick hard sugis and shas. Mestama, this shtikala gemara of Torah Tzivalon and Moshe, vifal svarim is geschriven from the rishonim and the achronim and the moini hamitzvahs to be cheshbeni, which one is the tariyag, what's not nechalon the tariyag, saying the rishonim, saying the achronim. This one shtikala gemara is mestama, has the most coverage on it, the most in Chiddush Torah written on this stickle Gemara, svarim in the Rishonim, by the Goyim, Sagi Goyim, and the Rambam, and the Chinuch, and Kol HaNilvim Aleihem. How you cheshbon the Tariyag mitzvahs? But that's the Gemara. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, 611. Torah is Gemara 611. We heard from Moshe because Anoichan Loiya. We heard from HaKadosh Baruch. Now we know there are Tariyag mitzvahs. Now people make a mistake. They say, fine, there's a Seres HaDibrois, that's 10, and then there's another 603 mitzvahs. Which is of course incorrect, because in the Aseres HaDibrois, it's Lav Dafka, that is exactly 10 mitzvahs for the cheshbon of the Tariyag mitzvahs. To start off right away, Anoichi is a huge machloikis rishonim. If Anoichi is a mitzvah, a lot of rishonim say Anoichi is not a mitzvah. Emuna muzayin far the mitzvahs. And ein emuna, so there's nothing to start with. You can't have a tzivoy on emuna. If you're a maimon, you can be mitzvah. It's a big machloikis whether emuna is one of the tariyag mitzvahs. So there you have it already. The erster dibra might not be a mitzvah. According to most rishonim, it's not in the cheshbon mitzvahs. Kibbut av v'aim is a machloikis rishonim. If it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, then Ramban holds that kibbut av v'aim is two separate mitzvahs. Lo yeh l'cha elikim acherim, the dibra shnia itself, like a lot of rishonim, has four mitzvahs. Lo yeh, lo yisase, lo yisashtachave. So Shabbos has two. It's not Poshet v'cheshbin. There are Aseres HaDibrois, but Lav Davka, that the Aseres HaDibrois are 10 mitzvahs. What's more, we know that in the Aseres HaDibrois there's Tam Elyoin and Tam Tachtoin. To understand that, you have to realize that by definition, the Aseres HaDibrois is also not 10 psukim. It starts Pasuk Beis, it goes all the way to Pasuk Yudalid. But in the Aseres HaDibrois, when you have the Tam Elyoin, then every dibra is a pasuk. The trup is different as such that every dibra ends off as a pasuk. Even the big ones, like the second dibra, is all one pasuk. And who are then the second luchos, right? Vayisertzach, vayisinav, vayisigim, vayisan is all one pasuk. A pasuk yud gimel, but in the Tam Elyon it's separate, because by definition you have to understand the Tam Elyon is the tzuras nesina of the aseres hadibros, as opposed to the Tam Tachten, which is the tzura of the Torah. There are other places where you have this. That I'll give another dogma, we talked about it, the Yud Gimel Midos. The Yud Gimel Midos, there's a separate nesina of Yud Gimel Midos. You know, kol psuka de lai paske maisha anan lai paskinin. Nevertheless, by the Yud Gimel Midos, we end off v'nake, in the middle of a pasuk. Because besides that, the Yud Gimel Midos is psukim and parashas kisisa, besides being psukim, it's the chefza of the Yud Gimel Midos. Who are then over here? The Aseres HaDibrois. It's two different mitzvahsim. It's psukei ha-toira, and in psukei ha-toira, it's 13 psukim. And some of the dibrois are a few psukim, some of the dibrois are all lumped together in one pasuk, and that's the nesina of Tam Tachtoin. And then there's Tam Elyon. Tam Elyon is the tzura of the Aseres HaDibrois as Aseres HaDibrois. Each dibra is a pasuk. When we lane, which one do we lane? It's a big shayla in different minhagim. Magen Avraham talks about it, but Lamashal, according to the minhag, that only on Shavuos we lane Tam Elyon. The Oymek HaDvarim is because when we're laning Parshas Yisroi, we're holding in Parshas Yisroi. We started from the beginning of Yisroi, we're plowing through Yisroi, we're doing Parshas Yisroi. On Shavuos we're laning the Aseres HaDibrois. Okay, and different Menhagim do it different times, but in the Shoyrish HaDibra, that's what we're doing. When you're laying Tam Elyon and you're saying the Aseres HaDibrois, so each Dibra is a Dibra, and the Tzuras HaPsukim is Gefi the Dibrois. When you're laying it as Psukei Torah, it has a different Surah. It's not just that the Trup is different, which is also true, but it's that it's set up in that Surah of Psukim. Now, Avada, we have two Lucha. We have twice the Aseres HaDibrois. We have it in Parshas Yisroi, and with a few Shinuyim, we have it again in Parshas Vaschanon. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that we darsh in a klal pratu klal. In Hilchas Shabbos, it says behema klal, shorcha v'chamorcha prat, and then again v'chol behemtecha klal. Now, it says behema in Dibris Rishonis. It says shorcha v'chamorcha v'chol behemtecha in Dibris Achronis in Veschanon. How do you make a klal pratu klal? It's a klal pratu klal hamruchokim zemizeh. Zok toisvis in Baba Kama. The Aseres HaDibris of Yisroi with the Aseres HaDibris Veschanon is not klal pratu klal hamruchokim zemizeh. They go together. In the Pesukim HaTorah, it's a long spaced out. It's a Bizma Metzukum and Bein Azman and Shein Zayin. Aber the Pshat is, it's one chativa of Aseres HaDibrois, and you're allowed to darshan. Hagam is a klal, that klal pratu klal hamruchokin zebezeh loy darshinin. Over here we darshan a klal pratu klal. I don't want to say too sharp of a chiddush because we're darshaning the klal pratu klal in the Aseres HaDibrois. Shver to gloibin. Avadu we're darshaning klal pratu klal in the Torah. It's Yud Gilamid Shah Torah in the Dreshes band. There's no Droshes in Aseres HaDibrois. Aber steht doch interessante daher, that mitzad the tzura of even the klolim of klal pratu klal of the Torah, there's a chibur in the two. In the two Aseres HaDibris, you can have the klal in Yisroi and the prat, and the other klal is in Veschanon, and it's kroivim zelazeh. That's my first thing. I was maramis too much of a chiddush to keep shot. That it's a klal prat, a klal in the Aseres HaDibris. Shver tzigloi. The Gemara says there in Baba Kama that they asked a certain Amoyer Shol Rav Chanina ben Agilas Rav Chiya bar Abba, how come in the Dibros we showing us it doesn't have a tes? I'm sorry, it doesn't say toiv. So you asked it before you tell me if it says toiv. I don't even know if it says toiv. In the end, it was Nesbarer that Tak, it doesn't say toiv in the first Dibris, only in the second Dibris. And the reason is because she's soif and lishtaber. The first Lucha is broke, and therefore it didn't say toiv. Only in Parshas Veschanon it says toiv. But it's a very modern shtickle of Gemara. The Gemara says, Acha tosha aleini loma namar behem toiv, tishaloi si im namar behem toiv. He didn't even know Chumash. He didn't know that it doesn't say toiv in the first ones and it says toiv in the second ones. So Toysin Baba Basra Daf Kufi Gimel is Mitzayim over there. Yes, that the Lab Dafka that Abiram had to be Bakim and Chumash. You can mechanim chapan post. But I heard a different shot. The Maratzchiyah says over there is like this. It's a big shiloh. We have the Aseres HaDibris of Parshas Yisroi, and we have the Aseres HaDibris of Parshas Veschanon. Is it true that Zochar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Nemru Masha'ein Ha'oizim Yochal Asaba? We heard both. But what was carved out on the Luchas? It's accepted to learn that the Luchas Rishonos had what it said in Yisroi, and the Luchas Shnius that Moshe Rabbeinu bought the second time is what it says in Veschanon. What was carved out on the Luchas? Right? We heard Zachar and Shomer, but in the first Luchas it said Zachar, that's one Shini that you have, and in the second Luchas it said Shomer. That is the Klal. It's a big Machlekes Rishonos, but let's assume like that. But who says? Maybe both of them says like Veschanon. Maybe both says like Yisroi. Maybe the first Luch was like Veschanon, the second one was like Yisroi. I don't bring a right. And that's what he meant. He was asking, why does it say Toiv in the first Luchais and not in the second ones? He didn't mean not in Parshas Yisroi. He meant in the first Luchais. So he told them, I don't even know. Acha Toshay Aleni. First, let's be Mavara. Maybe it did say Toiv in the first Luchais. So they were Mavara. No, that it didn't, because Avara, the first Luchais was Yisroi, and the second Luchais was Veschanon. And the Pshat is because it was soif and lishtaber, and that's why he didn't say toiv. But it was up for discussion. That's what he said. Acha toshe aleini tishala deim, because he didn't know which luchas has which. Now the gufa shalinyan, I want to be megalto. It's a murder of the gezach. It's taka machlokes rishonim. Shitas Rashi in Sanhedrin is that by both luchos it said what it said in Veschanon. You never had a luach that it said what it says in Yisroel. We heard it, Zohar. B'shamah b'dibur echad nemar, we heard Zohar. But what was carved on the luchas, by both luchas, was what it says in Veschanon. Zokt Rashi, how do I know? Mor v'dikazach. The Gemara says that Shabbos was already, and Kibbutz was already given in Morah. Shabbos, Kibbutz and Dinam was already given in Morah. Zokt Gemara, how do you know Shabbos and Kibbutz was already given in Morah? Zokt Gemara, because in the Luchos, in Veschanon, it says, you should shomer as a Shabbos, kasher tzivcha. And by Kibbutz Av also, in Veschanon, it says, kasher tzivcha. Veheichon tzivcha. If it says in the Luch, kasher tzivcha, must be was already commanded before. Is a raya that they had Shabbos and Kibbutz Av in Moro. That's what the Gemara says. Frekt Rashi. What's the raya? Maybe they did not get Shabbos in Kibbutz Av in Mara. Maybe nothing was given before. Nor in Voschanon it says Kasher Tzivcha in the second Luchos, Kasher Tzivcha in the first Luchos. So what's the right that they had Shabbos in Kibbutz Av in Mara? Maybe the Kasher Tzivcha Voschanon means Kasher Tzivcha in Yisroi. And for Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav, Shema Mino from here that in the first Luchos also it was written and carved out what it says in Voschanon. It never said what it says in Yisroi. Even the first Luchos was carved out, the word that it says in Voschanon. In the first Luchos also, it's already carved out, the words that it says in Voschanon. And it says, Hasher Tzivcha, Heichon Tzivcha. Must be that Morah, in Morah they already had Shabbos and give it up. Zeman HaMayir in the Gezach, that Shittas Rashi is not like this Gemara Baba Kama the way we're learning up. Now, the first Luchos didn't say Toiv, the second Luchos did. Both Luchos said Toiv, because in both Luchos was written what it says in Voschanon. Most Rishonim argue on Rashi, most Rishonim learn that Avada, in the first Luchos it says what it says in Yisroi, and only in the second Luchos it says what it says in Voschanon. Nu, so what's the Gemara's Rai of Kasher Tzivcha? So the Kaisis in Shabbos is very simple. Avada the Kasher Tzivcha in Voschanon can't mean the first Luchos. Because if it means the first Luchos, why did it single out Kasher Tzivcha only by Shabbos and Kibbutz Av? All 10 of them. Loisignev Kasher Tzivcha, Loisana Kasher Tzivcha. The Kasher Tzivcha of the first Luch was there on all 10. Avada was only in the second Luch, but if it was a Bezundere Oishdrik of Kasher Tzivcha, special for Shabbos and Kibbutz Av, and not on the other ones, that's a riot that in Mora they were given Shabbos and Kibbutz Av. So we could be Matzel the Matzev. Avada in the first Luch is what says in Yisroi. Only the Tzveite Luch has had Voschanon. Nevertheless, the Kasher Tzivcha that's singled out by Kibbutz Av and by Shabbos in the Tzveite Luch is a riot tomorrow. Of Rezachinu to a Groysam Achloikas Rishoinim. In the Tzura of the Luchos. The Aseret HaDibros ends off the last words by Leisachmed is V'choyel Asher L'Reyecho. Now we know that in the Luchos there are 620 letters. 620 letters, Gematria Keser. There's also 172 words, Gematria Ekev, plus the extra Aseret, the 10 Dibros alone is Gematria Yaakov. On the first Luach, the first five Dibros, there were 146 words. The second Luach, which is Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, has 26 words. Yudkei Vavkei. Bein Adam L'Chaveroi is the Yudkei Vavkei. And Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, we have to realize that Luchos with the same size, the second Luach, obviously the words were carved out much bigger. And that's why Omer Rabbi Kiva, V'yohavta L'Reyecha Kamoicha, Ze Klal Godol Batoira. Because the Luach Sheni, not the Luach Sheni, it's the Luach Sheni, on, right, the Leisirtzach, Leisinov, Leisignov, which is the Benodim HaChaveroi, that was only 26 words, it was carved out bigger, is Zeklau Godol Batoir. Now there are 620 letters in the Aseret HaDibros. The 620 letters is Gematria Keser, but an Avada corresponds to the 613 mitzvahs, except for the last seven. The last seven corresponds, Zot Chasam Sofer, to the seven mitzvahs Midrabbanan. And he says it's a Rosh HaTevis, that the last two words of the Aseret HaDibros is Asher L'Reyecha, and those are the last seven letters, right? So the first 613 is Keneged the Torah, the Taryag Mitzvahs. In the Aseret HaDibros is Nirmas, the Taryag Mitzvahs. And the last seven is Asher L'Reyecha, Aleph. The Aleph is Avelus, that's Shivas Yimei Avelus. The Shin is a sin, is Simcha, is Shivas Yimei, Simchas Choson. The Reish is Rechitza, is the Takon of Netilas Yadayim. The Lamed is Lechem, is the din of Pas Akum. The Reish is Rishuyos, the din of Erevin. The Ayin is Amolek, is Purim. And the Chof is Kehanim, is Chanukah, which was Ayidei, the Kehanim. So that's the remez of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Plus, the last seven is Nirmaz in Asher L'Reyecha. Now, we already mentioned that there's a machloikas rishonim if anoichi is one of the mitzvahs. There's a tzad that anoichi is not even a mitzvah. Emun is not a mitzvah. So the Oilam Frekta Kasha like this. The Gemara says, Toi wrote Sivalon Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us 611. Why? Because the first two we heard from Hashem. Anoichi and Layia we heard from Hashem. I'm a first Gemara that anoichi and Layia counts as two. Anoichi is one and Layia is one. Is it right that anoichi is one of the mitzvahs of the Taryag mitzvahs? Is Efshekem and Oishdrain and say no, Anoichi itself is not. Nor in Lahia Gufa there's two. The Emes is in Lahia there's four, but I assume Taka that they only heard the first half of the second Dibra. If they Taka heard the entire Lahia, they Taka heard five. It wouldn't be Tayrat Sivalon and Moshe. It would be less. We only had 607 from Moshe. But you could say that 611 we heard from Moshe and two not, the two doesn't mean anoichi and loyia. Anoichi. And the Gemara's lashon is anoichi veloyia shemanami Moshe. We heard of noichi, which doesn't count at all, as a mitzvah. And in the beginning of loyia, we already heard two mitzvahs in the cheshbin of loyia. State all the in the second dibros the leisirtzach leisinaf leisignoiv. There's a pshat. It's best state in Zoyar already that there's a little psik. It says loy sirtzach loy sinaf. It's with a hafsaka because amol you are supposed to be tirtzach. When someone's chayiv misas bezdin sirtzach for ishus by baal veishtoy is sinaf. Amol to deal with a ramai, and Bezdin has to take care of a ramai, is tignoy. So it was meramis, there was a shinoy. It's loy sirtzach, but it's loy, and amol sirtzach. Loy, amol, sinof. Loy, but amol, sinof. So there's a beautiful pshat I saw. There's a pasuk in Malachi. We say it in the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. Ki ani Hashem loy shinisi, v'atam b'nei Yisroel, v'atam b'nei Yaakov loy chilisim. And it means like this. Ani Hashem, by Anoichi Hashem, by the Seres Adibris, loy shinisi. I made a shinoi in the loy. I said loy sirtzach, loy signoi, but I made a shinoi. I gave you the option that amol, it could be yeah. You have to know the rules where. For someone that's chayav Mrs. Bezdin or something like that. But I made a shinoi, loy shinisi. Of Avatam ben Yaakov, you did Averis, loy chilisem. You totally destroyed the loy, and you went straight. Tirtzach, tinoch, signoi. Ani Hashem, loy shinisi. I only made a shinoi in the loy. That amol is a heter to do tirtzach tinaf. Or there's a musr that Malachi is saying in the Nevuah that va'atam b'reyakim, instead of loy shinisi, you were saying loy echilisim. And there's a remnant to that the Gemara says in the end of Megillah. The Gemara in the end of Megillah says, kol ha'koyre pasuk b'loy mi'ima, all of ha'kosav oimer v'gam anina satlam chukim loy toivim mishpatim loy yichibem. If you read it without Nagina, then you're not going to have this loy sirtzach. You're not going to, it's going to be straight loy sirtzach. And then you're not going to have, it's going to be chukum mishpatim loy toivim, loy yichibem. Even a ritzach, you're not going to be able to kill. If you're not going to read it with the right nagina, you're not going to have this knach of loy sirtzach. Now, by Sachmon state, v'choy l'asher l'reyach, is a beautiful word. Avad, a person has kina, a person is choymed, eishas reyach, avdo, amoso, ishoiro, ichamoiro. But the teretz is, you know, how could you not have a sachmoy? There's a lot of different pshatim, but it's a pshat v'choy l'asher l'recha. Look at the full picture. It's yadua that if everyone would really look at the entire peckle that everyone else has, and they would give you an option, you could pick anyone's peckle with the good things and the not such good things. In the end, every person would have to pick his peckle. So you're telling me that you have a sachmoy on avdoy amosa. He has more money. He has more this. He has a pesamatzav, a zamatzav. Over v'choy l'asher l'recha. Look at the full picture. Avad, a person wants. To be some a person wants takachelka what the Eibushter gave him. One last thing, it's shpeit. Mamash at the end of the parsha it says loisasan iti eloi kei chesed velikei zov loisasu lachem. I heard a word from Moshe Sternbach, Amori de Kazach. Amol, a person that's rich, so you know he forgets about the barilim. He thinks he has money, he can do what he wants. Someone that's very rich in ganzen taka, he thinks he's aniva avsiyoy. They can turn basavil. So he says, this is Yesoid. This Elikei Kesef and Elikei Zov. Zov means someone that's very rich. When it's Elikei Kesef, then it's still Shittuf. Then it's Loisasan Iti. A person that's rich, but not that rich. By him, you know, he thinks he could do it on his own, but it's Abisal Amunahata. There it's Shittuf. It's Loisasan Iti, Elikei Kesef. And then it's worse. Then it's Elikei Zov, Loisasan Lechem. Yena Reichet in Gansen. That's already in Gansen. He's in Gansen, Avoy Dezara. That's Elikei Zov, Loisasan Lechem. Yeah, there's the Nesoyin Ha'oini, there's the Nesoyin Ha'oishah.